listened to the Drew Marshall Show before?
George Bush is the Antichrist. Honest to God.
You think George Bush is the Antichrist?
Yes.
Okay, so George Bush is the Antichrist because he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He's fooling people. He's a trickster.
Would you vote for George W. Bush?
Absolutely.
Why? He's the Antichrist.
I think the guy needs to read his Bible.
Would you vote for George W. Bush?
Absolutely. I hope he's not the Antichrist, because then I'm going to vote for the wrong guy.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
The Drew Marshall Show, right here on Joy 1250.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, folks, Guy Penrod joins us now on The Drew Marshall Show, and people love this guy. They love him. He's part of the Gaither Vocal Band. He's more than a great singer. Every person I've ever come across has said this guy is like the real deal. So, first thing I got to ask, Guy.
Yeah.
Very serious question here.
Alrighty.
What's the deal with the Gaither Vocal Band and hair? Like, one guy has hair curled like a poodle. Rust Taff told me that he thinks that Bill's hair looks like a rug when it gets permed, and you got the Fabio thing going on.
If I just looked like Fabio, that'd be better news, I guess. But no, that's a good question.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
You know, I don't know, though, honestly. For me, it wasn't necessarily any plan. My wife, just as it grew, she said, I like it. And I said, well,
that works.
Long as she's happy, I'm happy.
That's pretty much what it boils down to.
That's really. Exactly.
And you don't want to look like Fabio. Last time I saw Fabio, he was on a roller coaster, and he got smacked in the face with a seagull. Broke his nose.
Dude, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time that happened to you?
I'm thinking he got to get a lottery ticket that day or something, you know. Hey, listen, Guy, I am so sorry for your loss of Anthony Berger.
Listen, that was a real shock. Obviously, Anthony was just 44 years old. That's too young to go. And going that way is both it's like a double-edged sword, Drew. It's sad and obviously traumatic, but he was doing the thing he absolutely was born to do and loved to do. So from that perspective, you know, I'm sure that he's grateful that he didn't go in some other fashion. He was doing the exact thing he loved to do. Bill and Gloria and I were singing at the time when he passed, and they say it was fairly quick. It was a heart problem, and happened rather suddenly. There was no real warning to it. He hadn't had any symptoms prior to that, and so, you know, you just pick up the pieces and go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank
you for your sympathy.
Well, certainly, and I had Luann on the show shortly after, and she just poured her heart out, and it was a tremendous interview. We received a massive response for that. Also interviewed Shannon Parker from the Parker Trio.
Right.
Of course, Shannon lost Warren around the same time, and then we had Mark Lowry on. Now, we didn't lose Mark, but I interviewed him when he was on some kind of medication because his leg was hurting him, you know.
He's always like he's on medication. You never quite know about it.
No, he was probably more sane. It balanced him out. You know?
That's right. It usually does him good.
Now, you grew up where?
West Texas.
Okay.
And New Mexico, just kind of back and forth across the border there.
Was your father a preacher?
He was.
What denominational baggage did you grow up with?
Oh, Baptist baggage.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, if you got to have some baggage. Everybody's got to have their bags. And the trick is trying to grow up and, you know, when you get old enough, start to think for yourself and read and gather your own opinions and thoughts about life. To keep the good and do away with the bad is sometimes difficult. You know, I do, to a personality type, I tend to peg to one side or the other. And my battle's been not just throwing out the baby with the bathwater, but thank God I've had some great men around me and people of faith that have steered me through those waters, and I've been able to navigate successfully for me to hold on to the wonderful, wonderful heritage that I came from and yet not be janked. That's kind of my word, not be janked by the past.
And how do you spell that?
Janked. Let's see. J-A-N-K-E-D, maybe? Janked.
Do you ever read Mad Magazine when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a word in there, splodoink, I always liked.
That's a good one.
Yeah, spy
kind
versus...
like watching an old Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that's right. Biff, pow, splat, whatever. Hey, when did Jesus become a reality in your life? Like, when did you stop living off your parents' Christianity?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. It's still not happening, honestly. Jesus has been a reality in my life. There's two answers there. Since I was a teenager, when I cognitively went to a place where I said, you know, I need God, and I need forgiveness for sin, and Jesus is the way to do that. And so at that point, that happened. It's been a continual growth and realization. You know, I'm 43 now. It's not real old. It's not real young. Kind of in the middle of stuff. And I realized yesterday how much more I needed Jesus. And so I think, you know, your entrance and being a good Baptist, you know, I got my ticket back when I was 15 years old at a youth camp and gave my heart to the Lord and told him I loved him and I wanted to serve him. And past there, you know, it's been a continual growth process and so forth. So
Sure. Liberty.
Yeah.
Music major.
Yes, sir.
That's a seriously conservative school.
You tell me about it. I went there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they really are. And there are a lot of goods and a lot of not-so-goods that go with that. For myself, I see God's hand at work in my life. I can only speak for me.
Well, yeah, you met your woman there, did you not?
I met my absolutely fabulous woman at Liberty.
Cha-ching.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you.
So after you graduated Liberty, you and Angie tied the knot, right?
Yeah, the day I graduated.
The day?
Yeah, graduated like 10, got married at 8 p.m. that night.
How'd you propose?
Dude, you know what? I proposed. Forgive me, I called you dude. I haven't known you long enough, have I?
What's up, homie G?
At any rate, big Drew, dude. I proposed to her. I met her like in September, and I went home with her on our Thanksgiving break for Thanksgiving and proposed to her in front of her fireplace, and she said no. And
sorry.
I thought, well, okay, cool. And I hit her again there in the middle of December of that year, and she said yes. So, you know, I can't recall. I was on, I know, I was on my knees in her backyard at her house in a tree swing. She was swinging in a tree swing, one of those little deals, like the commercial where that guy knocks his son over.
Yes.
At any rate.
Yeah.
And she said yes, which floored me.
Wow.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Then you moved to Nashville with dad and mom's help, started doing some session work and jingles. Can you remember remember some of the old jingles you did back in the day?
Oh, gosh. We did a lot of jingle work, anything from automobiles, Toyota.
Come on, lay one on us. You got to remember one.
Champ. Well, you heard that old Toyota commercial, and at the end of it, they would jump up in the air and it'd freeze.
Yes. That's not a jingle,
okay.
Though.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, I got paid to go, "Oh, oh!" There you go. I mean, a ridiculous amount of money to go, "Oh, oh!" So, hey.
Wow.
What do you know?
You were singing on TNN, then about the middle of 94, you joined the Gaither Band, I think.
I did.
And then had your first release of them in 95. Whose spot did you take on the team? Who'd you boot?
You know, Bill was looking for someone to replace Buddy Mullins. Great guy, a pastor's son as well, from the Atlanta area. And Buddy had a family group called Sunday Drive, I believe was the name of the group. And he wanted folks more time with his family group. And so it was kind of a mutual departure there
right.
for Buddy. And since then, in fact, Buddy's been involved in our video shoots and so forth. And there's a real, sweet spirit between everybody. There wasn't a booting, actually.
Right.
But the guy I took his place.
Well, Bill probably caught the Toyota commercial and said, "That's the guy I want."
Yeah, how'd you know?
Seven boys, 40 cows, two horses, a dog. Funniest thing I think I heard you say was in-laws on one hill and outlaws on the other, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mother on one, in-laws on the other. And you're forgetting our girl. We have a girl.
Well, hold on. Now I got to build up to this whole thing, man.
Sorry. Very
Who's
sorry.
Interviewing?
And oh! Okay, go ahead.
And this past February, your life changed forever.
Yes.
Did your wife Did she get her wish? Was she named Lacey Mariah?
Lacey Mariah, you got it. You know too much about me, bro.
I don't have a life.
Well, evidently something's going right. Someone's listening.
Yeah, I know. Well,
all
Lacey Mariah probably messed you up big time. Did you cry like a little baby?
You know, I didn't cry. I delivered her, actually. We have our babies at home.
Right, like all of them are delivered at home.
Yeah, it's been a great thing for us. And I was able to deliver her and cut the cord, do the whole thing. And I didn't cry. It was a fabulous moment, obviously.
Sure.
A lot of smiles, a lot of passing her around. All the guys wanted to hold her. And
but it's your eighth kid. Like, you've done this. You know, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As she's grown, that's when it's starting to hit me.
Yeah.
She's 8 months now, and I'm starting to see her little aloof smile, and she's different than the guys, obviously. And I've never been around that, so this is a all new territory. And yeah, I'm wrapped around her finger. Just about anything.
Amazing scenario. All the babies born at the house. Is it the fact that your wife's family lives so close by that allows you to be on the road so much? She's got that support.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Right. That God just brought them to us, essentially. We didn't have a plan. We're not smart enough, but God brought them to us, and we were able to accommodate them, get them a house on our place, and it's been very, very helpful. Her mother is Wonder Woman, and, it'd be hard for Ange to do it without some kind of help and motherly help. I mean, how much better could that be?
Well, the odds are, Guy, and folks, we're on the phone with Guy Penrod from the Gaither Vocal Band. Now, the odds are, Guy, that having eight kids and being on the road touring so much, that at least one of your kids is going to grow up with issues surrounding the whole absent father thing. Doesn't that mess with your head at all?
Well, it can, although you kind of have to know the truth of my schedule at that point. And so the truth is out. I don't travel that much. Honestly, we hit in and out of cities so fast, Drew. Last night, I didn't leave my home till 10 o'clock Friday morning, and we were in Pennsylvania, Hershey last night, Toronto tonight, and I'll wake up tomorrow morning in my bed and go to church with my family.
Sweet.
So I am working for a man who's done this a long time, and he knows the pitfalls and the potholes in the road for our kind of work. Hmm. We don't tour 30-city tours, you know, boom, 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 out 45 days. He knows if what we have at home isn't working. The type of music we sing, we can't sing with conviction.
No.
If it's falling apart at home, you know. So he puts his resources where his mouth is, and he prioritizes our lives, which is a real blessing.
Nat King Cole, Journey, George Strait, Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, George Beverly Shea, Russ Taff, and the Imperials. Which one's at the top?
Dude, all of them.
Come on.
No, those guys rock my world. I those records are in my CD players now as we speak. I love it. All of that music. I love the style differences. Russ is out here with us. I mean, he just walked through the room. So I put Russ in the same category with all those guys. For me, he just really did influence me musically, and to now be able to travel with him.
That's crazy.
Be around him, it really is. It's whack for me.
Russ had a big impact on many people, and I remember those days. Like even today, when I hear the Eagles song, I get the shiver, right?
Oh!
Like that song, I've told my wife, when I cark it, I want that played at the funeral.
Hey, have you heard our Eagles song version?
No, you cut one?
Yeah, it's on Give It Away, the new record.
Oh.
Please, listen to it and tell me if we just came close to doing it justice.
Well, if you did, then that's some good stuff.
Well, listen.
Even close.
I tried to just cop it, essentially, and just sing it like they had it down there because it was so perfect.
Listen, will you do me a favor? Will you give Russ heaps, like give him some grief for me because I was down at GMA's and I saw him out there. What's that bar with the horses upside down in it called?
Dude, Wild Horse.
Okay. And he came out, and he was singing his songs, reading the lyrics off a napkin.
That's Russ.
Like, smack him one for me for that, will you?
You know, he's old now.
Geriatric thing, is it?
Yeah, I think it's setting in.
Here's the thing I don't get. You look like a pretty cool dude.
Oh, yeah?
And I mean, like, you're 6'4", you're a cowboy, you got a nice piece of land, you got the family, you know. What kind of horse are you riding these days, by the way?
Quarter.
Okay.
Quarter horses, bro.
What kind of looking? You got some...
Red
chestnut, red?
Red Duns.
Okay.
Both the ones that I use are Red Duns.
Okay. But here's the thing. Like, Guy, what you do caters primarily to the oldies, right? Primarily. Let's be honest.
I'll have to differ with you.
Come
there.
On. I've been to the concert, man. I've seen the Walkers.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of family folks at our concert. I think if you do the demographic, obviously we don't just cater to young crowds or just old crowds. If you look at the studies, and I haven't done them, but our company has, and they let us know the figures. And, you know, in a crowd like last time when we were here, there were, I don't know, about 14,000. And the figures showed that 7,000 of those were age 30 and below.
Wow.
And really, the way it looks is a lot of times you get family groups that come to our events because they are family-friendly. And anymore, a lot of events like that are not as friendly to younger audiences or older audiences. The older guys are afraid for their younger kids to go, and the older audiences may not necessarily like what they hear stylistically. So
right.
we understand, and yes, I would be remiss if, and you know, just not seeing the facts, if I didn't say we do draw an older demographic. It is a larger demographic
sure.
than
well,
the younger guys.
Mark Lowry has told me about having to beat off the old women who mob him
well,
after the
concert. Well, that's who comes and talks to Mark. You know? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you ever just want to bust out, you know, go crazy wild, you know, put on the leathers like Pat Boone did with Alice Cooper and just...
Dude, I'm outside my anointing there.
Okay.
No, I don't believe I'll be in those. But our people are cool. They let us ebb and flow and do the things that we want to do emotionally. I think that's an interesting question because, you know, with artists, we're kind of an odd lot, and every now and then we get a wild hair. And yet I think relationship and longevity allows us some elasticity there that sometimes you don't get. And so our people are pretty cool about the fact that they know us and who we are. If you change your hairstyle a bit, I don't think it's going to rock their boat too much. And you know, leather pants, that's just not me. But
no.
Beyond that.
thank you for helping me with that visual there. You've worked with Amy Grant, Michael W., Larnell Harris, Garth Brooks, James Ingram, Steve Green, Phillips, Craig and Dean, who the first time I worked in Christian radio, I announced them as Craig and Dean Phillips. Who haven't you worked with yet that you'd really love to?
You know what? I love, on the country side of things, I love George Strait and I love... Alan Jackson. I would love to work with him at some level. I love his writing, the simplicity of it all, the transparency of his vocals and his records. I'm really a fan of. So I like that. There's a Chicago guy named Bill Champlin.
Oh yeah, hello.
I'm a Bill Champlin fan too. Before I die, I'd love to be able to scream something with him because that would just be. That'd be huge for me.
Yeah, dead set. Well, tonight at the ACC, 6 o'clock, folks, are you going to go? You going to do one of those all-nighter things again?
Man, we go a long time regardless. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be 4 or 5 hours. Who knows?
Right, load up on the Metamucil, folks.
Oh.
So tonight at the ACC, 6 o'clock, get down there. I'm sure there's still tickets left, right?
Yeah.
And certainly go to the Gaither website. And Guy, Penrod, I appreciate your time, man. I really
Drew,
do.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. You're refreshing.
Thanks, man. Take care, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guy Penrod from the Gaithers. We're out of here, folks. I won't be here next week. It'll be the Godfathers of Christian Rock special. Larry Norman and Randy Stonehill. 4 hours of it, folks. Unbelievable. And then we'll be back the following week with, I just forgot her name. Jennifer O'Neill, the actress from and model from a few years ago. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to hang around. If you want to sponsor a child, 905-338-1250 is the phone number. 905-338-1250. I got children here that need to be sponsored with compassion.